Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
$1,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. 1-800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
No, I feel a lot like the Chicago Bears because as it relates to this segment, I have nothing left to play for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been we're missed the playoffs.
Just sitting around waiting on the coach to get fired.
We are missing the playoffs this year. It is what it is. There are probably going to be major changes with Patty's picks in the offseason.
At least you own up to it.
Oh, I don't know how we can. I don't know how we can't own up to the season that we have put out. It's just not been good. There's no way around it. If you have done the opposite of what I've asked you to do, you have made a ton of money.
Or follow Creasy Bear.
Right. Not as much money on Creasy Bear had you not just tailed me, but yes, or just faded me, I should say. But it is the final game, final week of the NFL regular season. Let's do it.
Now, it's Patty's Picks with John Martin. Football picks from Patty Pump with guidance from the Kango Kid, Jason Smith.
Patty Pump and the Kango Kid.
Patty's Picks on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Mercifully, we have reached the final week of the regular season. And the tricky thing here is, again, only a few games matter. So we have tried to identify the games that matter the most because we have two teams, for example, like Bengals, Browns, neither team has anything to play for. Giants, Washington football team, neither team has anything to play for. Why would you bet on games where neither team has anything to play for?
That's right. You would not.
I mean, you can, but
fruitless exercise.
Kind of stupid. We're going to start with the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans are laying 10.5 on the road at Houston. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Houston. They suck. They rank last in the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game at 143.3. They have allowed 150 or more rushing yards 9 times this season. That is 3 more than any other team and tied for the most by any team over the past 10 years. Okay? That is how bad Houston is against the run. Now, Titans are not going to have Derrick Henry back for
this. That's all right, though.
They got 3rd Street Derrick Henry.
Deonta
Foreman former Texan. He has had 3 100 rushing yard games this season, believe it or not. Like, he's actually been pretty good for them.
Dude, they've been fantastic in filling in for Derrick Henry. The whole group of guys has basically rushed for,
yes,
you know, half a season worth of Derrick Henry.
Yes. He rushed for a career high 132 yards last week, and I think he might top that this week. He's going to be motivated, right? Like, I mean, that's part of the deal. And I think, quite frankly, this is a game where the Titans should be running the ball a lot. Like, Ryan Tannehill should not be asked to make many plays against the lowly Houston Texans who are just trying to get to the offseason, get to Cancun. I know they lost to him earlier this year.
Yeah, you owe him. I think that's a good thing.
I just think this is, with the one seed on the line, too, like, just get it done, handle the Texans. I like the Tennessee Titans at -10.5. I think this is a 24-3, 27-10 type game for the Tennessee Titans, and I like them in it. So okay. I will happily lay the points for the Tennessee Titans.
When you've done that for the week. Titans, usually it's going well, John. So yeah. I think you're getting back on track here as we end the season.
Moving on to games that matter, 49ers at the Rams. Rams are 4.5-point favorites against the San Francisco 49ers. A victory for the Rams means that they would win their division for the third time in 5 years,
okay,
under Coach Sean McVay, and they would lock up the number 2 seed in the NFC. So they have a lot to play for. The 49ers, on the other hand, can clinch a playoff berth with a win. So that's what's at stake here. That is a game, inevitably, that does matter. Also, Cooper Kupp trying to lock up that triple crown.
Right.
Right, which is leading the league in catches, leading the league in receiving yards, and leading the league in touchdown receptions.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Jimmy G is hurt.
Yeah, is that going to be Trey Lance or Jimmy G?
It sounds like Jimmy G is going to, as they say, give it a go, which I think is good news for the Rams. Like, if he is not healthy and he is out there with a torn ligament in his thumb, like, I like the Rams in this situation. They're 4-1 their last 5 against the spread. They're heating up. This Rams team is heating up. They had some weird losses, a weird swoon in the middle of the year, but to me, like, you got guys back from the COVID list. San Francisco, on the other hand, they're going to be missing some key pieces defensively because of COVID. The 49ers are a strange team to me. You know, like, they should have beaten the Titans. They didn't, mm-hmm, right? And you just don't know what kind of effort you're going to get from them week to week. So I know that Jimmy G has owned the Rams. He is 5-0 against them.
Wow.
In his career. And so I can certainly understand why you would be tempted to take +4.5.
If you think he's playing.
But I like the Rams here. I just think they get it done. All that's at stake for them. Sean McVay is one of the best. And so I'm just frankly going to roll with him. -4.5 in this situation. And I like it. I think they handle business against the San Francisco 49ers this weekend. Moving on here to Pats at Dolphins. Dolphins, they are eliminated from playoff contention. Patriots at this point just playing for seeding, I suppose, and trying to see can they win the AFC East, right? That is what is at stake for them. They need a win, and they need a Bills loss. Don't see that happening.
Right.
They are also mathematically alive for the one seed. So I don't know if you saw what the New England Patriots did to the Jacksonville Jaguars last weekend. It was like 50-10.
Yeah, I had their defense in fantasy.
Yeah. I think this is a Patriots team that can, even though it's on the road at Miami, they're mathematically alive. I think -6.5, this is a number that we can cover here. I mean, I know I am going heavy favorites, which does kind of scare me. Miami does have one of the top 2 defenses in the NFL over the last 2 months in terms of expected points, added yards allowed per game, points allowed per game, and third down percentage. But, again, you're dealing with a team in Miami that's just disincentivized, right? What are they playing for other than, I guess you want to spoil it here? Miami has won 5 straight home games, going 4-1 against the spread. But, you know, when everybody's zigging, I'm going to zag here. I like New England, -6.5, getting to 11 wins, which would be very impressive.
Real quick before we move on, heard this morning on Get Up, it was, what do you think's going to happen here? They were talking about the Miami situation.
Yep.
I think it was Graziano,
yep,
maybe, that said he thinks they're going to move on from Tua. That they're going to go try, whether it's,
yep,
Deshaun or whoever else, that they're, you know, the up and down of Tua sort of limited in terms of what he's going to be. Maybe that, you know, already come to that conclusion and think they're going to move on. You think they do?
I mean, has he shown anything to you that, like, suggests a real vote of confidence?
It's amazing how he's almost, it's just like he's a dink and dunk now.
Yeah.
You didn't think of him as that at Alabama.
I just, you know, I,
He's dink and dunk to Waddle all day.
I have not seen anything from him, that suggests he's the future. You know, the future, the long term answer.
Right, to the point that you still, yes, that Deshaun would be an upgrade there, at least on the field.
Yeah,
what you would get from him.
Absolutely. So we are rolling with the the Patriots there -6.5. This is not a game really that matters, but I am going to take Pittsburgh +6. At Baltimore. I guess there's a way, like there's some convoluted way for the Steelers to get in. It's going to be very unlikely. Pittsburgh has an 8% chance of getting into the playoffs. Like to even try to get into that, it would be a fruitless exercise. This is Big Ben's last game. This is Big Ben's last game with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Huntley is getting the start. So that number probably has come down from 6. But it is on the road at Baltimore, so they're still going to be underdogs in that game, you feel like. Look, I don't enjoy it, but I am going to take Mike Tomlin in an underdog situation in a division game where they are still technically alive. The Ravens have come apart here. They have come apart in the last, 5-6 weeks. Now, that's coincided with Lamar not being in the game. But, I think there's going to be some motivation, for Pittsburgh and Big Ben.
Watt's going to be after Huntley. They can still get after you defensively, Pittsburgh can, with Watt.
He's going for the
sack record.
Yeah, 21.5.
But do we really consider it the record when Strahan did it in 16? This would be a 17. You're trying to break it now in game 17. I don't know if I can give it the same sort of respect.
What does Hub say? What does Hub Arkush say? Does he say that...
That they're all jerks.
That's... It's really up to him.
If you break the record in game 17, isn't that kind of a cheat?
Yeah. But it's still the record, though.
Records that were 16-game records?
What do you say, though? It's still the record. If the record is the record, what else can you say?
You don't say anything. It's just like Franco Harris owning the rookie rushing record in 14 games. Now Najee's got it in 16. Are we going to say Najee didn't have a good season? No, it's just the way of the world. Now you're playing 17.
It's like Steph's record, and the game is different. But it's still the game. They added a game into the regular season, and so we have to acknowledge it as such. Yeah,
As impressive though.
I like Pittsburgh. Again, it probably is going to be closer to 3.5, 4 now. But Big Ben, don't you want to go out with a win, man? Don't you want to go out with a win?
They're all win for Ben, and that defense going to play well. They're going to win that game.
Yeah. Steelers have an 8% chance of getting into the playoffs. Baltimore has a 3%. They were sitting at 95%, Baltimore was through the first 6 weeks. So they went for all the way from 95%. That's a weird deal there, man. In Baltimore, Lamar just didn't come back. That's weird.
He's had a lot going on.
I know, but is that like a DeAndre Williams situation where it's like he says he's got it? You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't think so. That dude, no, if he could be there, he absolutely would.
Yeah. We were rolling with the Steelers plus money in this matchup. The Indianapolis Colts coming off an L at home against the Raiders. They have the Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend, -15.5. Now, you see that line, and you were like, no way, right? That is insane. But I don't...
Might not be so insane. Patriots took care of them like that, didn't they?
I never last mind. Week? They had up to 17.5. Mm-hmm. That was even bigger.
What was that final? 50-6
to 10,
or something?
Yeah.
10, okay.
I don't mind laying big spreads in the NFL because usually there's a reason. You know what I mean? They're big spreads, they're big numbers, but there's a reason that the number is what it is. And that's how I feel about the Jags. Jacksonville's done. They're not playing for some coach.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't looked good. You know what I mean? They're banged up. I think James Robinson.
He's out, I think.
Yeah, they just have nothing.
Pretty sure he's gone.
They're just ready for the season to end. Sometimes you'll have these plucky teams that Raheem Morris was the interim coach for some team randomly, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing hard for him. That is not the case here with Jacksonville. They are historically horrible, and Indianapolis has to win this game to get in. So I am going to absolutely lay. And I know it's on the road. I don't care. That doesn't matter to me. What are we afraid of in Jacksonville? I think Carson Wentz and Jonathan Taylor do what they have to do.
Jonathan Taylor, take the over there on yards.
Yeah, he has to rush for at least 266 yards to become the 9th running back in NFL history to get to 2,000.
Well, that's not happening. Surely Jacksonville got a little pride. 266? No.
He ran for 253 against them last year. So it's only 14 yards, 13 yards.
Yeah, he's not going for 266. Take the over on the regular.
I'm sure the number is not 266. Yeah. It is for the record, for the 2000.
Indianapolis is 6-1 against the spread on the road this season.
Okay.
I think we moved to 7-1 here. Jacksonville 4-12 against the spread.
Ooh.
They are, I don't know if you're wondering this, they are officially the worst team in the NFL against the spread also. So they're the worst team in the NFL, right? And they're the worst team against the spread in the NFL.
Where do they go? Get the defensive end from Michigan with that pick?
I guess, man.
That doesn't fix it.
I guess. I don't even – I mean, that's just an overhaul.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to get some receivers for Trevor Lawrence too.
After you get a coach.
I mean, you got to go get, like, one of those Ohio State dudes or something. Like, I mean, you because he doesn't – he clearly –
You probably trade down.
Yeah, I'd entertain
and
it.
And get more picks.
I'd entertain
they need
it.
A lot.
I mean, that's just a – that's a friggin' renovation project there for sure. And then the lock of the week – we're going back to a big number here. A lot of favorites. That's just the way it is in Week 18, though. I think favorites have to, you know, are going to get the job done because they're playing teams that it doesn't matter for. Buffalo, laying 16 at home against the Jets. Weirdly, the Jets competed last week against
gave Tampa Bay all they could handle.
Just very strange. Very strangely competed against.
That's one of your team fighting for Salah.
That's one where they do. They clearly do fight for him, but the Bills have things at stake in this game, right? They have an opportunity to close out the division. They need a win to clinch AFC East. They are in the playoffs, but they will not clinch AFC East unless they win. They cannot be the number one seed. But, look, New York is 0-11 outright in division games over the last two seasons. They are 3-8 against the spread. The Bills are a team that – you know, usually when they're laying big numbers, I don't think they covered against the Falcons last weekend, but they can just pour it on, right? Like Josh Allen, like they'll throw late into the game. Like they don't give a damn. Like they will pour it on and run it up. And I think that's what happens here. This is my lock of the week. I think the Bills, with a Jets team, these are a lot of these teams are just ready to get to the offseason. They're ready to call it a season. So I like the Bills minus 16 against the Jets. I think the Jets kind of. That was their effort, like their last gasp last year or the last week against Tampa Bay, and they lose at the buzzer. So I like the Bills minus 16. So that is what I have this week, Week 18. A lot of favorites, but I think it's just that kind of a week where you're going to see a lot of favorites with big numbers handle business.
Can you give us the recap?
Yeah. So we are going to go Bills minus 16, Colts minus 15.5,
Colts minus 15.5,
Patriots minus. 6.5.
-6.5.
We have the Pittsburgh Steelers plus whatever the number is. It 4? Is it 5? Whatever it is. Pittsburgh plus. And then we have the Rams minus 4.5. That's what we got this week.
Got it. Good luck.
Yeah. I mean, we also have the Titans minus 10.5. Yeah. So that's what we got. Big numbers. We're laying big spreads. It feels very chalk, very square. But, you know, again, that's just, I think, when you look at the matchups. I mean, and there are some teams that have something to play for, and most of their opponents just are ready to, you know, give it up.
Now, this show, when you start this segment, it says that you usually use the guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And can we be honest? You've used none this year.
Yeah.
Okay. And my picks were decent, and I won a fantasy championship. Mate, do you think karmically that might have had anything to do with your record this year?
Yeah.
How you just sort of dusted me off?
Yeah.
Put me at the back of this segment.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, just remember that next time.
By the way, Calkins is listening, and he points out we appreciate the stats and information here. All of the Bills' wins, they've won by double digits.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Calkins. Looks like they got a little bit of a run game for me now too. I've seen Singletary just look a little bit better, a little bit more successful, a little bit more effective.
That's why, like, the Bills are going to win the game, right? And so when they win, they don't play around. They might lose, but when they win games, they do it running away.
Cool.
Yeah.
Calkins got you convinced now.
Yeah, I absolutely. I feel good about it.
Can tell.
I feel really good about it. I think they clinched the division, and off we go. Do we have a Creasy Bear? Or is it just 2022? We're just starting anew. Yeah.
You don't care.
Right.
So I stopped. What was I? 3 games over 500 when I quit?
Were you?
Yeah.
Man, quit on me like Antonio Brown.
That's right.
You just took your pads off and just. Quit the segment?
I said I'm going to focus on respect burgers because this guy gives me no respect in this segment, despite the fact I've been better on football than him this year.
This is a tough week to do it, too, though, because there's just
– It's garbage. You've left me with nothing, and it's already trash.
What are you going to bet on the Washington football team?
Thank you. You're not going to mess up my record.
Cowboys don't care. I mean, they don't – some of these teams are in the playoffs. Like the Green Bay Packers, like you don't even know how long Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the game for.
I left it in 2021.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll bring it back later. Maybe it'll just be your segment next year.
You should think about that.
But, you know, again, I think, like Penny, you'll learn how hard it is. It's not as easy as you think picking six games every single week, putting your reputation on the line, you know? It's just not as easy as you think, brother.
Okay.
There you go. The Sunday night game, I didn't have it in the picks. Raiders, Chargers. I do think the Raiders win the game, straight up. I think they're three-point underdogs.
Yes, but weirdly.
I think for some reason,
when the Chargers can't stop the run, and it's at your place, I don't understand why they're 3-point favorites.
Yeah, I think the Raiders get it done, bro. And I appreciate your
vote. Not to mention, it's the biggest game of Derek Carr's career, as Paul Gutierrez says.
That's what Paul Gutierrez said.
Which tells me there haven't been a lot of things to look forward to in the Derek Carr era for John Martin, is what it tells me. I do hope John gets the win this weekend. It's not because he's my partner.
Well, when Paul Gutierrez says it, don't you just have to kind of stop?
Isn't he the Pats guy, though?
No, he's the Raiders guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Derek Carr has had 24 fourth quarter comebacks in his NFL career.
Y'all got Waller coming back too this weekend?
Sounds like 29 game winning drives. Does that say more about Derek Carr, or does it say more about the fact that the Raiders always need fourth quarter comebacks?
Probably that the latter.
Yeah. It's a weird stat, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's not a great stat. But Indianapolis last week was one of them. He's got five this season. He's got five game-winning drives / fourth-quarter comebacks this season. So it has been a very good year for him, very quietly. I mean, again, when we get to the playoffs, we will not advance. We will be handled by the Kansas City Chiefs, who are now, like, rolling.
I wonder.
But at least we'll have a game to watch.
I wonder if you're Miami or Minnesota, who might be ready to move on from their guy if Derek Carr is something you're willing to kick the tires on.
What about Seattle?
Because that is over. And at least the Pete Carroll,
Russell Wilson, he's gone.
Marriage is over.
I could see Seattle trading for Derek Carr.
What if Seattle says, though, we're picking you over Pete Carroll? That's the thing about it. I think
not
Russell
happening.
Might be. We're going to change it for you and make not it happening. More like what you want.
No, they're going to free
Russell
Wilson.
Oh, Carroll's
Wilson.
Done, bro. He's like 70. Yeah, like, that's done.
They're going to free Russell Wilson before they do that, though. They're going to send him to a new place.
And part of the deal, part of their downfall has been having to sign him to the contract that they do.
New Orleans is the favorite for him, aren't they?
They're in there as well, yes. Now, but were they on his list, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he has some weird ones in there. Like, I think the Giants maybe were
Bears
weird.
Were, too, but we got our guy.
Yeah. Y'all got y'all guy. What's the stat line going to look like for him this weekend?
Just Fields not playing.
Oh, damn.
I believe he is on the COVID list.
So we're not just going to sprawl into 2022, into the next season, with a feel-good moment, are we?
You keep laughing about Justin Fields or trying to make one of these days, you'll be wishing he was your quarterback.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Jermaine Johnson going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Alex Lomax situation there at Memphis. Jalen Duren, Amani Bates, DeAndre Williams, this team. They got a big one on Sunday against Cincinnati. We'll get into all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Triumph Bank and Landmark Community Bank are now part of the Simmons Bank family. What does that mean for you? More branches and ATMs. More lending power to help businesses grow and families flourish. And more options for how you handle all your money with Simmons Bank Mobile. And as these three banks become one, we'll continue our mission to invest in the people and neighborhoods of Memphis. Visit SimmonsBank.com to learn more. Simmons Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to approval. Wireless carrier fees may apply.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
Your goals. Your future. Your dreams. These things are none of our business. Your credit score, your true crime obsession, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, is someone there? Oh, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.
Privacy simplified.
Referring a friend on FanDuel Sportsbook could be your ticket to Super Bowl 56. That's right. When you refer a friend on FanDuel Sportsbook, you'll be entered for a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Super Bowl 56 for two. So don't miss FanDuel's biggest refer a friend offer ever. All you got to do is share your exclusive referral link right from the Sportsbook app. Once your friend places any bet of $10 or more, you'll both get $50 and you'll be entered into the Super Bowl sweepstakes. That means if you or a friend has been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the best time to give it a shot. One more thing to know. If you're new to FanDuel, you can also sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary. It must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Referred players must wager $10 or more within 28 days after signing up. Bonus issued is site credit that is non-withdrawable and expires after 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. No purchase necessary for the Super Bowl ticket promotion. Super Bowl promotion closes on 1-9-22. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
The Vince is giving away two Mercedes in January. Lots of promo cash, too, and the Mercedes-Benz of Memphis and promo cash giveaway. The Vince Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This tax filing season could be one for the record books. There are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table, and Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you get every one you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, taking classes, and so much more. Don't leave thousands on the table. Jackson Hewitt will make sure you get credit for all you do and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more and find your nearest location at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. Peloton is bringing so much new for the new year. With the Peloton bike, you get access to new classes and new artist series. Punch up your power with Peloton Boxing. Work out to your favorite music with 100-plus artist series classes. For a limited time, experience it all with a $550 value off the Peloton Bike Plus, including $300 off the Bike Plus and free setup and delivery. A $250 value. Terms apply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Church's, we're doing 10 pieces of our crave-worthy comfort made spicy or classic. That's 10 legs and thighs packed with bold flavor. That's how we do value. So you can do the Church's 10 starting at $10.99 deal. Church's, bringing it down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
He joins us every Friday. His name is Coach Jermaine Johnson, former University of Memphis assistant, back now in the athletic department. He is our critical coaching eye, I like to call it, when it comes to this Memphis basketball team. He joins us now. Coach, before we get to it, Lord knows it feels like as much drama as ever when it comes to this Memphis basketball team. Hope your holidays and everything else, I trust it was all good for you coming back?
Man, it was all good, man. Thanks, man. Thank you. I hope you guys' holiday was what was expected or more.
Well, I had hoped coming back that Memphis might have a few more of these problems sort of worked out, Coach, whether it's rotation, this thing with Alex Lomax, whatever it is. Where are you on this Tigers team right now? Is it one that feels like it might be close to getting on a roll, Coach, or is it one that feels like, you know, you might just be an injury or player away from everything sort of unraveling? It's hard to tell sometimes, Coach. Where are they at?
I, in my most humble opinion, I think they're one of the top 10 basketball teams in the country. I mean, my opinion, I've watched them. I watched these games closely. I watched the games that where players are injured and they dominating the Wichita State team. I saw when you got three players out, I seen a team that, you know, lose about 1 point against a surging Tulane team on the road. You know, it's hard to win those road games. But I like this team. I think they're going to come together at the right time, just my humble opinion. But the jury's still out on them. The jury's still out on them. But I think there's hope for this team. I don't think the city should just hit the panic button right now. You know, I think adversity, you gotta grow through adversity. But in order to grow through adversity, you gotta go through it. And so you gotta go through it as well as grow through it. So.
You said top 10?
I think top 10 in the end. Now, right now, John, I know you're like, wow.
Damn, what you been getting into over there over the holidays, Coach?
No, man. I watched this team closely, man. Earl Timberlake has set out. He set out a couple games. And then I'm watching him emerge before my eyes. You talking about a 6'6", 6'7", lefty. That imposes matchup problems. You talk DeAndre Williams when he's healthy. I mean, he's one of the better players in that conference. A sane Lester Kionis and a sane giving all out effort. Not Imani Bates, but the other kid that played last year, Landers Nolly. Mm-hmm. It can be a scary 10. Then Jalen Duren. I mean. That kid, when he plays, he plays. I mean, double-double machine. Malcolm, you see what Malcolm did against Tulsa the other night, 14 points, second half. I mean.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Then Josh Minot. I mean, this team can be very dangerous when they all put it together.
How concerned would you be, Coach? Well, let's go to Imani, who's got the infected finger, according to his family and Penny and everything else. How concerned would you be about trying to plug him back in? Right, you the head coach of this team. He wants to get, but you want to put him back in. But it seems like maybe some things have sort of settled down. You know, it looks like the point guard experiment isn't going to work. So you come in, Imani's, well, what is he? He's a scorer. Is there a concern, Coach, that if you put Imani back in, you get him 10 to 15 shots again, that maybe you that trickle-down effect takes away from some of the chemistry you've developed without him? I'm not saying yet that you're better off without Imani, but I wonder how concerned you are if you're the head coach of that team and you're trying to develop some chemistry. You throw Imani back in the mix, does it throw it off at all?
I don't think it throw it off. I think, again, you got to bring everybody to the table and say, hey, this is the menu. You got five players on the court, point blank, but I got eight roles that I need for each person out of 15, 16, 17 guys, I got eight roles. I don't know who those eight roles are going to be, but I need the best cutter. I need the best passer. I need the best screener. I need the best shooter. I need the best rebounder. I need the best communicator. I need the best scorer. And I need the best defender. If you can fill any one of those roles in here, it's January. We ready. It's grind time. If you can fill one of those eight roles, and then the rest of the guys, your bench is important. So now your 9, 10, 11, 12 got to be cheerleaders. They got to be praisers on the bench. They got to be, guys that are selfless. But you need those eight roles to be starred, and those guys got to embrace it.
That sounds great. You know what I mean? Like that, like, and that makes total sense. But I mean, you know, I mean, it's never really that simple, is it? I mean, because
you're trying to fit a lottery guy possibly into one of those roles,
like,
right?
Like the guy that came in here as a projected top five pick in 2023 is not just going to sit there and say, "All right, I'll be the best cutter ever."
But Penny Hardaway is Penny Hardaway. Like we can say he's Penny Hardaway. So if Penny Hardaway tells you this is what I need for you to do, because he's done that, he's an all-star. He was a U.S. Olympian. Penny just gotta say this is what it is, mm-hmm. and either you grasp it, you grab onto it, or man, or somebody else gonna fill that role. Mm-hmm. But those eight roles, if you're gonna be on a championship team this year, those eight roles gotta be filled, and them guys gotta embrace it and star in those roles. But it's hard.
Do you
winning ain't normal?
Right.
You said winning is not normal.
So winning is hard. Winning is not normal.
Yeah, winning is not normal. I mean, it takes extraordinary things to be a consistent winner. And that's why a lot of people don't win, because it's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Penny
– teams – go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think Penny today knows whether or not Imani can or will accept whatever the role – do you know what I mean? Like, do you think Penny knows that today?
I think he do. I think he do. And I'm going to tell you, like – I ran to Imani Bates, great human being, one of the hardest workers. I watched this kid. He's humble. You can have a conversation with him. He has no arrogant bone in his body. And I told him on yesterday, I saw him, I said, man, mind over matter. Whatever the matter is, your mind got to overtake that. He's a respectful kid. I think we should give him an opportunity to let him grow in this process. Now, you don't have to throw him in that fire, and he don't have to live up to those expectations that we as people have for him. He has to live up to those expectations that he has for himself. And those expectations that he has for himself, let it carry over into a team concept, into the team environment, and let him bloom where he planted it. Because right now, he's planted right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We planted that seed. He got to grow.
Jay, I don't know if you saw it, but Margie and I was got a column up where Alex Lomax Sr. is talking about his son's situation over Memphis right now, and it ends with, you know, a quote that he's basically ready for his son to be gone from Memphis, that he's ready for it to be over with. I'm ready for this to be over with is the exact quote. Can that be detrimental? How, as a coach, do you deal with that, right? And we know Penny, whether it's dealing with Imani's folks or Jalen's folks or Minot's folks, it's all the way down the list for every player's got their folks that you've got to talk to, right? When you've got this situation with a player who's struggled, and you're talking about a guy in Alex Lomax who we know loves being a Tiger, right, but has had his struggles at times, how do you begin to deal with this if you were Penny Hardaway?
If I was Penny Hardaway, I would bring the parent in and the student-athlete. And I want to bring an outside source, whether it's a sports psychologist, because I don't think that kid will just really just pour out and tell us all the things that he's going through. And so I think you bring a third party in so that he can really release and let that third party be the connector, be that bridge to connect the student-athlete, the coach, and the family. Because obviously I haven't read the article, and that father, bless his heart, he's just pouring his heart out, whether he's right, wrong, or indifferent. He has an opinion. Mm-hmm. But I think bringing a third party in, like a sports psychologist that's licensed, that's really good, just to get into that mind. Because I told y'all a month and a half ago, it's about a growth mindset with these guys, mm-hmm. and it's going to be more mental than physical. It's more mental. It's as 4-1. It's more mental than physical with these kids. Mental health is very, very, very potent right now. And so it's powerful. And I think you need to bring a third party. If I was Penny, I would bring a third party in so that he can be evaluated and see where his mind is at, because he's endured a lot in his tenure here at Memphis.
What kind of spot, Coach, does it put Alo in, though, right? Because he's already sort of dealing with it on one side, which is I'm not playing. The last play that I had, it was a missed layup at the buzzer against Tulane. And then, you know, your father is coming out. And it may or may not be something that you co-sign, right? Like, everybody has their own opinions, and it may not even be something that you necessarily agree with. What kind of a spot does that – I mean, it's pretty impossible for him, isn't it? I mean, because you have, you know, two sides here, and you're kind of caught in the middle of this thing.
Yeah, because as a student athlete, I know you he like us, or he like people, or he like his teammates, or he like his coach, but he love his dad. Mm-hmm. And so that is a quite predicament to be in. But he's a grown man. I think he's smart enough to be able to navigate his father emotions and feelings, rather than being his emotions and feelings. But I know he's probably, you know, like, man, I know my dad's hurt. But he's built for this. Alex Lomax is built for that type of ridicule. And it probably could nobody else be able to survive it, but Alex can. And so I think things will get better. He has poured his heart out for this city. But at the end of the day, man, I just think with him just really overcoming all the obstacles that he's overcame, man, mm-hmm. kudos to Alex Lomax.
Yeah. We're talking to Jermaine Johnson, former University of Memphis assistant coach here on the show, joins us weekly throughout the college basketball season. what did you think of Penny's press conference? Now, he's going to speak here momentarily, so we'll have some fresh new comments. But what did you – I mean, we've been around Penny for a long time now as a coach, and it's not the first time Memphis has ever had an ugly win, but it certainly was the first time I can remember Penny being as visibly – you know, terse or short or upset, whatever you want to say. What did you make of that as somebody that's been in the room with him and knows how he is? What did you make of that press conference the other night?
I saw it. I think we've all been there. Any coach that has expectations for his team and, you know, you hit an 18, you down 10-0. So now that's one barrier in your mind. You down 10-0. You fight back. You fight back. You go up 18. You go up 18. Now it's a one possession ball game. So you had three different moments in your brain, like, wow. So you frustrated because you know what this team can do, and knowing they prepare to the best of their abilities, and not being able to execute on the game plan properly as the coaching staff would want it, and so that's frustration. And so it just probably built up because he probably said, man, it's January. Come on, haven't we learned? We lost four games, you know, that we shouldn't have lost. But going into January, man, we should be right here in the middle of things, you know, heading upwards. And so, I mean, we've all been there as coaches, and it was one of those moments like, I'm ready to get back to business. I'm ready to get back in this. I'm ready to get back to business. It's one of those moments.
Has Josh Minot, you know, whether he's cutting through the lane or his activity level around the basket, Coach, it's been pretty phenomenal. The guy's got great vision, Coach. You know, we're talking about energy level with him, but he's got just as much skill as well. Do you figure he's reached a point now where just having him out there, when you can't, right, when he makes a mistake, you let a guy like that play through it because he's given you so much, so you know, in other places? Minot's really emerged here the last couple of games.
Yes, he has. He's checking the boxes. You know, he passed the eye test, 6'10", close to 6'11", multi-skilled player. He's a team guy. He's a team guy. And it's evident in his, you know, sacrificing, we would say that, you know, not playing as much early on, but he's a team guy. He rebounds. And so that within itself, it's an effort that most players really don't want to buy into. And he'll rebound. He's a great communicator. Watched him over at a couple practices. He's communicating. He's loud, you know. Your voice is a weapon. And so that kid is figuring it out, you know, being vocal on the floor. And then being able to defend, you know, one-on-one. He's really gotten better. And so once his jump shot become a little more refined and a little more consistent, he's going to be a special player. But, I mean, he's one of those guys that embraces the dirty jobs, and you got to play guys like that in order to be successful.
Do you think they can keep it rolling on Sunday. Cincinnati's a pretty good team. They obviously just knocked off SMU there. Do you think it keeps going? Do you think they continue their journey to being top 10 in the end on Sunday?
I don't think being a top 10 by Sunday, but I do think they're going to win their home game. I mean, we have great crowd support here, and it's just hard. If you can win your home game, it's hard to win on the road. I think they're going to win their home game. I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk because Cincinnati, they got some good size guys. They got some gritty. Davenport, David DeJulius. I mean, got some transfers from UNC Greensboro, the big kid, 7-footer from Mississippi State. I mean, they're going to come in grinding. But January is all about the grind. You know, I think two games a week, everyone going to know everyone in conference play. Every game is a grind. And so it's those teams that have the embrace the grind mentality going to succeed in this month. And then February is separation month. This is a time when teams separate from one another, when it's going to be a jumble race, but they can't read their press clippings, and they got to be able to separate in the conference from the other team to gain from momentum in March. And then we all know March is surviving in advance, simply stated. It's playing with a sense of urgency, game seven. So they're going to have a season within a season. And January, grind. Win your home game. Mm-hmm. Try to split. If you got two home, two away games, try to split. But it's going to be a grind. And so I think they got to be ready to have that embrace the grind mentality.
Coach, we talk a lot of college basketball with you. You as in awe of what Ja Morant is doing this early in his career as we are?
Man, you know, I played against him when I was at UT Martin.
What?
So I'm not
that's
surprised.
Right. That's yeah. right. That's right.
he came in as a freshman and just tore the league up. I'm not surprised. That kid, man, is a freak of nature athlete, unbelievable passer. The quickness that he exudes, and he's just a great people's person, man. Like he love on people. I see the way he embraced this community, these kids, man. Have him out to his house. I mean, that dude he's a superstar, man.
That he is.
They got a special one there.
That indeed. Hey, Jermaine, man, we appreciate the time as always every week.
Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys, man. You guys have a great day.
Yes, sir. He is Jermaine Johnson. I appreciate him joining us here on the show today. I'm not necessarily with him on top 10 in the end, although I hope he's right. I hope that is true.
Yeah. That's clearly a guy who's still optimistic on the talent level that's at Memphis. I am too. At this point, I've moved, forget being one of the best teams in the country. You know, you may have that potential. Just trying to sort of steady things at this point. But on the stuff, I found the most interesting was the ALO stuff there. Now, maybe you do bring in a third party. Mm-hmm. Because what is odd about that, again, we go back to the, you know, you're just taking the last shot against Tulane, and all of a sudden you're not involved in dealing with an injury that you re-aggravated months ago.
Yep.
But you just took the last shot.
Yep.
So clearly something's, and again, if the end is just ALO accepting a small, whatever it is, but you've got to get, There's some stuff there you got to get worked out if you can.
Yeah,
I think it'd benefit you.
Penny Hardaway's addressing the media now. He's saying some interesting stuff already. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
At Kroger, fresh groceries are our thing. So we check your delivery order for freshness at every step from farm to store and pick and pack every veggie in your free pickup order with care because we treat your food the way we'd want ours to be treated. We're fresh every day, so shop anyway. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Earn a $25 e-gift card when you spend $100 on participating diapers, laundry supplies, and more with your digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions may apply.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
If it's after lunch, I probably wouldn't have fed him to the Titans. I get a little ornery when I'm hungry, and timing is everything, people. That's why my sportsbook app has live in-game betting for football. I don't care if the game has already started. If the time to make your move is in the second half, go for it. Caesar's got you. Caesar likes to move freely. That's why I'm partial to the total.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. LiftMaster's MyQ technology alerts you if you forgot to close your garage door and lets you close it from anywhere, anytime with built-in Wi-Fi. It also has battery backup, so you can get in your garage even when the power's out.
Door Pro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster. LiftMaster offers a range of remote controls and LiftMaster openers. Family owned and operated since 1992. Call 901-DOOR-PRO or 901-366-7776 or visit doorproinc.com.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money's tight for everyone right now. It's been a tough year, and you sure don't need to get hit with a big unexpected bill. Like, what if your car breaks down right now? How are you paying the bill? If it's your transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs like your air conditioning can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $19.99 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs right now. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, we pay your repair bill for you. Just dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone now to get started. Protect My Car pays for repairs to your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension, and so much more. Dial 800-279-2827 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Dial 800-279-2827 and never pay for car repairs again. Dial 800-279-2827.
Jason and John Guest appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Topps Barbecue is always there for you. They're dependable. Right there ready for you. Perfect pork sandwich. That iconic cheeseburger. And, got to ask for it, the Fireman. Nothing like it throughout the city of Memphis. Topps has you covered. Great option for lunch every single day. Perfect for the start of your weekend. Locations all around Memphis. Get to Topps for lunch today.
16 locations you can get to it. And they can also cater your event, whether you got 12 people or 12,000. Just give them 48 hours, 2 days' notice. And Topps going to hook you up, our friend Darnell. From ribs to pulled pork, burgers to brisket, it's all good. Even their smoked chicken we had some couple of weeks ago. Knock it out the park. Sides to choose from, like the beans, slaw, potato salad's all been the same since 52. You can even get the desserts and beverages. They'll take care of that for you as well. Box meals to buffets. You call up Darnell today. At Topps, you do it by calling 901-667-8677. That's 667 Topps. Makes it very easy for you. Again, 16 locations. Try that Fireman burger this weekend. You can thank me next week Tops Barbecue. See the smoke, taste the flavor.
Here's the injury report for the University of Memphis.
Okay.
On Sunday against Cincinnati. Alex Lomax out. Chandler Lawson out. Landers Nolley, game time decision. Jalen Duren, game time decision. DeAndre Williams, game time decision. Jaden Hardaway, game time decision. Imani Bates, game time decision. Lots of game time decisions.
Literally just said you don't. I mean, we're sitting here working on the premise that you don't know who's going to be there for you when you play Cincinnati at 2:30. Literally, this injury report says the same thing.
I mean, this is a bunch of invalids.
On Friday.
I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah, that's why you can't, you know, again, you just don't know who's going to be playing for this team game to game. You have no idea.
How is Lomax still out, dude?
What you mean?
He just took the last shot against Tulane.
He hasn't.
He re-aggravated it months ago.
Bro, I mean, really? You thought Alex Lomax was going to play on Sunday? Alex Lomax, that's the whole thing. He's not coming back for a long time. That's what Penny said. Good while. Isn't that what he said? He's going to be out for a while? That's not two games.
Yeah.
A while means like a month. Penny did say he's not considering putting in any of the redshirt guys, Jonathan Lawson, John Camden. Right. No reason to do that. They probably aren't in a position to help you much anyway.
Well, Cincinnati got no clue who they'll be facing. I suppose that's an advantage
in
some ways until you get them out there. DeAndre was game time, too?
DeAndre's game time, bro.
Man. Come on.
Yeah, it seems like nobody's asked about the A-Lo situation quite yet. I'm assuming that will come up. But yeah, I mean, this is the sort of,
it's not encouraging, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, this is the reason why it's hard to trust them, you know?
Well, and it's the reason why Penny's so beat down. Let's be real. You add in all this layer of it now too. It's the reason why you saw him after that Tulsa win. So down. Doesn't know who he's going to have right now. Who's hurt? Who's not?
Right.
Who's really playing? Who's not?
Yeah.
You know, but can I stick to a shorter rotation? Will that guy be there? There's just been, it's that consistency. That they just seem so desperate for now. It doesn't seem like you're getting any closer to that when you've got that many people on that list.
And again, you know, like if you just could tell me, hey, all those guys are in the fold, then yeah, let's roll, you know? I feel good about it. Right now, I know Lenardi has them the first team out.
Yeah, that changed it. They were first team. They were last team in yesterday.
Mike DeCourcy has them in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they just tread water and can continue to pick up, you know, a couple
of quality
ones.
Who's not on the list? My not? Like, there's very few that are not on the list that,
Tyler,
that we know
Malcolm.
Will be there? Okay. All yeah. right.
That's Lester. There's your five. Who's coming off the bench? I mean, do you have a bench? You have no bench. And all those
they
guys
were down to three
play.
Scholarships against Tulsa. Three scholarship guys and walk-ons. It's gotten thin to a point where it's thin.
Yeah, I mean, if all those guys miss, which I'm assuming Imani will miss.
Cincinnati's no pushover in the sense they just went out and beat SMU, you pointed out. Capable of losing.
Yeah, it's hard to know. Hard to know with my assumption is DeAndre plays. Like if he can play, he will play. Is my assumption. I. That's my work in theory. You know, Jalen Duren. Hard to know, right? Hard because there's just a lot of factors there going on. You know, so I mean, you feel like though three to you know if there's five game time decisions, right? Two are not gonna play, so it's just a matter of you know which ones.
I don't know if Penny ever going to come out of it, John. I don't know if you're ever going to be able to cheer him up.
This is not the way. That is for sure. Penny says DeAndre Williams is in bad shape.
Well, that he didn't say DeAndre Williams says he's in bad shape. This time he's come. So maybe he's come around. That's a real deal, and that's not a good thing for Memphis.
Mm. If DeAndre – because remember, in Evansville, he had back problems.
Yes, he has a history of back issues. That's what I've said.
So if that is a – like
in the kid's defense, that back's been an issue.
Well, DeAndre has never been the kind of guy. Like, he's always been the, you know, leader, right? Like
my whole thing is if DeAndre could play, that dude's been playing. Like, what's there to be mad about at this point? So this is not a good development that Penny says it's still bad these days later. You know, that's not good.
Right.
Because, again, he was your MVP by the end of last season.
Insanely important.
And even if you didn't, if Duren and Monty sort of decided, you know what, we're going to put it all on pause, whatever, we got an NBA, I still feel somewhat good having a leader an experienced guy like a DeAndre in there, if he's available. If he's not,
Well, and he plays so hard, you know.
He's not just about the way he plays. He's about the way he grabs guys up and gathers and leads vocally. I mean, he's everything for this team.
Yes. And so.
In terms of energy level, all that. They take a page out of his book, usually.
You know, if it's a situation where he's going to be missing, you know, it does feel like
Did he go down in that game at some point that you remember off the top of your head?
No, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think it's a more of a chronic thing.
No, it has been.
You know, yeah. More so than a...
I mean, we were asking his coach, Ken Roy, about that this preseason. It's one of the things you ask about DeAndre first. You say, how's that back?
Yep.
You know, it's because it's been so chronic.
Right. That would certainly take the wind out of the sails, wouldn't it? I mean, that'd be...
Yeah, but you know what?
A blow.
Kelvin Sampson's lost his entire backcourt. Like, this is the nature of it. It never goes as you think it's going to go in college basketball, and there's still a lot of talent on that team. Penny's got to find a way to navigate through it.
More adversity, though, for the University of Memphis. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for joining the show to Jay Williams, and thanks to Jermaine Johnson for hopping on the show today. As well, Jen Otto and Jeff here. Up next, I'll be breaking down everything from the Penny press conference, which is still ongoing. So do not miss that. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. 1-800-780-7070. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm with you, Mallory, and we're both with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. While a lot of people think about buying or selling a home being as much fun as having root canal, we can tell you that if you go about it the right way, it's like winning the lottery.
That's right, Sheldon. If you prepare prior to your home search or home sale, which includes using us as your agents, you'll feel like you've accomplished every objective you set out to attain, and you've won the lottery.
If you value experience and knowledge and rely upon those that can guide you to a successful conclusion, there's no better call to make than to us. Even after talking to 2 to 3 other real estate brokers, most people come back to us because their friends have told them that when you want the job done, call Shell Done.
Or Mallory Moves Memphis in whatever part of town you're in.
Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Or you can reach me, Hugh Mallory, at 497-9756.
That's Shell Done Rosengarten at memphisrelocate.com or 483-0546. Do it now so you can win the lottery.
I'm Bev Hart. He's Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington.
We've got the Start Something New sales event going on right now. 0% financing for 72 months on new Grand Cherokees, Durangos, Chargers, and Challengers. Plus, we have the new Jeep Grand Cherokee L, Wagoneer, and Grand Wagoneer in stock, as well as the Ram 1500. I have got hundreds of pre-owned vehicles that you can select from. Certified trucks, cars, SUVs. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.